Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Arango. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Henshaw. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roy Henshaw. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Mayo moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Mayo scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. York moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Arango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arango hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive towards short. Orengo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hostetler bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Mayo scores. York moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Orengo strikes out. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Estilella goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Tigers. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. McGee moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee scores. Burns moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Bush moves to second. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hostetler throws the ball into Mayo, who tags Hall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burns scores. Bush scores. It's Tigers, 5, Athletics, 5. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hostetler bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps pinch hits for Ford Garrison. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Epps reaches second base with a double. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Estilella strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hostetler, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Epps scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive towards short. Orengo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Epps now playing center field. Bobby Estalella now playing right field. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-2 in the game. Orengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Ross pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hostetler hits a fly ball into right field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Epps hits a line drive into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White now playing left field. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-3 in the game. Richards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.